Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the police warn that Zedar Road behavior is still a major concern. Deputy Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport urging operators to undergo training to reform road behavior. DLP's Simon Clark urges transparency from the NCC on the park lighting event. And the U.S. seizes sanction oil tanker off coast of Venezuela. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Barbados Police Service says reckless ZR behavior by the operators remain a major concern on the nation's roads. Inspector Anthony Cadogan of the Traffic Division reports that illegal stopping, pulling over outside designated bus stops, and inappropriate attire continue to be the main challenges for officers managing traffic flow.
ZR is very non-compliant and disrespectful. That is one of the main chief offenders that they encounter on the road. They start with inappropriately dressed in slippers and short pants. And then they congest the roads by parking and picking up other than the designated area. Look at the hospital. You should be familiar with the back of the hospital. You're in the right lane to turn right, but you want to go left, but they have the left lane blocked up like it's a bus stand. So you got to come to the lane to turn right and go left. Could cause an accident there. Worries again. The park up there, you know, as they like, as they feel like, and 3 and 4 in a line. So we got to put police out there constantly to babysit.
Inspector Anthony Cadogan of the Traffic Division. Meanwhile, Superintendent Wayne Archer is appealing to the public to obey traffic laws as this is the Yuletide season.
To recognize that persons are going to be traversing the shopping areas, going to the various functions, we're going to be concerned about the congestion that may be caused by persons who park on the highways illegally. We're also concerned about the number of vehicles that are on the highway, predominantly for repair purposes. These can cause congestion. We will want persons to comply with the various traffic signals and the road signs. Also to comply with the lawful direction of police officers as they carry out their tasks in managing the traffic along the roadway. Again, if you're driving, you're going to be appealing to motorists not to drink and drive.
Superintendent Wayne Archer. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Griffith, is urging public service vehicle operators to make use of training sessions offered at the Barbados Community College, saying it would lead to improvements in behavior on the road. Speaking during a media briefing at the Barbados License Authority yesterday, Mr. Griffith acknowledged the difficulty operators face in finding time for certification, but expressed confidence that the training will lead to increased professionalism.
It's a bit of a challenge for the operators sometimes to take time off, to go and be trained, but it is in the best interest. And we are still very confident that with training and necessary retraining, the operators will be exhibiting even higher standards of behavior. And we know that the PSV sector can reach a stage where the behavior on the road is exemplary. We are very confident that can happen. It will take time. But the efforts that are in place, we are very confident that this will happen. So we're appealing to operators to give support to this training. And we know that in the long run, the whole sector, and when the sector benefits, the island will benefit as well.
Deputy Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Griffith. Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Philip North, Simon Clark, is calling on the National Conservation Commission, the NCC, to be transparent about its collaboration with the Michael Lashley Foundation for the upcoming King George V Memorial Park lighting ceremony. Mr. Clark told Starcom Network News that he shares the concerns of the MP for the area, Dr. Sonia Brown, noting that the clash between the lighting ceremony and her annual children Christmas party is unnecessary and should never occur between the two entities. He stressed that proper coordination and openness are essential to avoiding community tension, especially during the Christmas season.
I want to say without any hesitation that it is not right to use the government's resources to launch a political campaign. This historic park and beloved space have suffered from inconsistent maintenance and the failure to deliver the promised free Wi-Fi. We will see the lights go up, speeches made, photos taken, and the season ends with the same issues at the park. These government resources would have been better spent on a conservation strategy that goes beyond showmanship. The people in St. Philip deserve more than seasonal attention. Meaningful assistance is not only measured in December, it's measured in sustained support, transparency, and consistent improvements.
DLP candidate for St. Philip North, Attorney Simon Clark. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association announces a major plan to introduce the language of Spanish to staff in the tourism industry. BHTA's Chief Executive Officer Ryan Ford made the announcement yesterday at the association's fourth quarterly meeting as they seek to attract visitors from the Latin American market. He said discussions have already begun with stakeholders in the region.
With the help of data presented while chairing the European Task Force for the BTMI and also being privy to the data on the growth of the Latin American market, on behalf of the BHTA, I have begun the process of discussing an MOU with our Latin American partners from Argentina, Colombia, Cuba, Panama, and Venezuela. 2.5 years ago, we began offering our members language courses at the Venezuelan Institute, and the initial stages, it went well, but small. However, we realized that for us to have real change in terms of our industry being able to conduct business in Spanish, then we needed to take the classes to our members.
He said that the training will begin in 3 phases from next summer.
My team and I are in close discussions with our Latin American stakeholders to formalize a strategy and implementation curriculum alongside our HR committee that will introduce on-property language courses by clusters delivered in 3 phases across the summer over a 3-year period and culminating with an exchange program in Latin America.
That's BHTA's CEO, Ryan Ford. Voices from across CARICOM in Caracas are expressing their disapproval of the United States military presence in the Caribbean Sea, and a message has gone out to citizens of the region to speak up against the ongoing buildup. Chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damien Dublin, says the issue is tied significantly with the reparations fight, where the issue at the center of the discussion points to a calls for justice. Dr. Dublin, while speaking to Starcom Network News in Venezuela, says concern is growing among citizens of Dominica regarding the current threats of invasion.
It's very concerning because normally the Caribbean was a zone of peace. We went about our business, didn't have to do, and the military buildup is not helping for tourism or the whole question of the fear. So what I'm saying, I'm in Venezuela and the people are living their life just as normal. And I see no reason why there should any country should try to force others to follow their path. So honestly, I think what is a military buildup is not justified. And I sincerely hope that reason prevail. And they will just allow each country to choose their own path of development.
That's Chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damien Dublin. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. has seized a sanctioned oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, a move that sent oil prices higher and sharply escalating tensions between Washington and Caracas. Asked what would happen with the oil tanker, Mr. Trump said, "We'll keep it, I guess." Trump has repeatedly raised the possibility of U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. Yesterday's incident was the first known action against an oil tanker since he ordered a massive military buildup in the region. Recapping the headlines. The police are warning that ZR Road behavior is still a major concern. Deputy Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport urging operators to reform to road good road behavior. The DLP's Simon Clark urging for transparency from the NCC on the park lighting event. CARICOM voices in Caracas are rejecting the U.S. military presence in the Caribbean waters. And the U.S. sees a sanctioned oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. This has been the 7:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good morning.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30.